They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Blood, Tits, and Gore. This is Blood, Tits, and Gore. Oh my God, sorry, that was so loud.
That's fine.
This is Blood, Tits, and Gore. presents some persons.
Some persons. Several persons and a different person.
No, it's
three AFABs and one AMAB.
I don't get
what?
It.
Assigned female at birth, assigned male at birth.
Stop throwing all these things at me. I don't understand. I'm getting old.
Yeah. You still look like a baby.
Yeah, I hope so. Korean fucking beauty plan. What's up?
Cool.
You know what's going to be the scariest thing Halloween 30 years really from now? Me.
Korean,
my
it's
face.
Just using Korean beauty products. Oh. I'm on I thought there was a three secret. Of my
apparently
products.
Apparently I already had two of them.
Snail, like that snail stuff is in there.
Right? I'm not using the snail
Everybody
one.
Everybody responded
snail
positively.
One.
Snail cream is good.
I'm not using the snail one.
Why not?
Why?
Because I'm using one that has flowers in it. And my essence is birchwood.
Birchwood. Okay.
It smells
like a
facial.
Birthstone, your essence?
No, it's this shit you put on your face after you put toner on.
I was born in September. My
right,
essence
right before you put your
sandalwood.
Face mask on. Or wait, before you put your serum on, then your face mask, then your moisturizer, then your eye cream, and then your sleeping mask if you feel
there's
like you
so
need one.
Welcome to three girls, one guy, and a beauty tutorial.
Excuse me, I'm picking my nose, or I just got done picking my nose, and I don't put snails on my face.
Why don't you put snails on your face?
It's
You're
snail
missing out.
Essence.
I've actually
no,
done it.
I don't.
Okay,
it's
we're going a little louder than we.
Oh, okay. Who's
that
is it
you.
Me?
That was you. Yeah.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh. Which one am
we
I?
Are if I get like this, but I need to remain back here. If I remain back here, I'm good.
Loud. Blah. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
That's me?
It's just so that the loudest thing is not...
I don't want the loudest thing to be me.
Well, it shouldn't be anyone.
I agree.
Okay. Oh, right. We're still introducing.
Yeah. Make it through.
Yeah. I'm Brooke.
I'm Sam.
Tina.
And Joshua, or Pony.
And this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
This is Halloween.
Halloween, Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Also, it's in a fucking week.
It's in a fucking
that
week.
That is in a week.
Approached quick.
It happens every year.
It does happen every year.
Much like
not
birthdays
ready.
And all
I mean,
other annual events. All annual events.
Always.
It twisted us this year.
Halloween came canceled early. This year.
I'd be. Oh. I would give up on everything.
Oh my God, I know. Everybody gets so excited about it. You know, they need to replace, oh my God, pumpkin spice for white ladies and replace October and Halloween. Because all I see all over Facebook and all over everything
do you
is,
feel that
oh my
November
God,
should be pumpkin
it's
spice?
Finally October. It's Halloween season. And it's like every girl I've ever met in my entire life who thinks that they're the only people who have ever liked October and Halloween.
Yeah. That's not true.
Yeah, no, I was like, you know, you want to surprise me? Tell me you hate Halloween.
Well, yeah. No one
I mean,
fucking
no.
hates.
Well, because if they do, then you're like, yeah, fuck you.
Why
I don't care.
Unfriended.
You hate dressing up. You hate candy. You hate hanging out and probably getting drunk.
Yeah.
That's no, you
imaginary
can't
stuff.
Any of those.
I can't associate with those kind of people.
Man, fall is just
dude,
the best.
You've got to stop like, doing that.
Ramping up to the
noise?
Best.
You can hear it.
Oh.
The other day, Sam wouldn't stop like messing with this.
Because the springs,
and you can hear it
man,
like in the
it's
thing.
Cool.
Well, yeah, she was like super entertained by it.
I was opening up a container of pineapple slices.
Halloween movies.
Halloween movies. What where's
it's our... behind your head. Well, no, like I think there's one Halloween movie that, you know, trumps them all. And that's
what would
that's,
that be?
guess the name. I bet you can't.
I can't. October 31st, the spookiness night.
It's called Spooky Night. No, Halloween. Notice how my voice went lower for that. It was to add, like, some zest.
I like that.
Although I feel like zest would be a little bit higher, like Halloween.
Yeah.
With an accent.
Yeah.
Add some
and
some
you have to like throw like the salt at that point.
Yeah.
It's not pizzazz either.
Halloween. No, that's not good.
Halloween.
There you go.
Were you doing Salt Bay there?
Yeah. Yes, he was doing She.
Hey,
whatever you want to be. You can be whatever you want to be.
It's fine. Not picky.
It's 2017. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Anything goes.
Age, sex, location, more like
is there a new thing for that?
More like I don't know.
That is way more appropriate.
Yeah.
That's a much better game.
Location's a lot to ask.
Does anyone remember the first time they saw Halloween? Or like when they...
I think I've talked about recently. This in a prior podcast. Like, no, I think I talked about it in a prior one, like, that we're deleting.
One of the lost episodes.
One of the lost episodes.
We should keep them and, like, release them, like, 10 years
and people are going to listen to them and be like,
oh, my God, you came so far.
They're normally not that great, but holy fucking shit.
Oh, let's keep those hidden.
Yeah.
No, the first time I watched it, I don't even know. I think it was before my memories started to even become a part of my brain because my dad made me watch it as a kid. Really? Every Halloween, my dad
made you watch Halloween.
Every Halloween,
like toddler,
before I even existed. Every Halloween, my dad watches Halloween.
I like
and
that.
It's a tradition that before you go trick or treating, you have to watch the first scene.
Ooh.
So you have to watch the whole thing until Michael Myers child size gets caught, and they're like, "Oh, it's a kid," and then you know, then you're able to go trick or treating. So I grew up I don't think I actually saw the whole movie until I was a teenager, but my whole life I was like, yeah, I've seen Halloween, I've seen the whole first 5 minutes of it. It's great.
That's all you need to see.
But okay. That movie's pretty fucking scary.
Scary.
I was actually telling Scotty he needs to watch it at some point. I was like, there's some pop outs, but there's not like, you know, it's not like in your fucking face.
Mm. No.
It's like thriller good.
High tension.
Thriller genre, not.
Yeah, you're just tense the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's lost in a lot of scary movies today because they rely so heavily on like the cop-out shit. And it's like,
everything's that's Five Nights at Freddy's.
Every now and then. Yeah. But then it's, I don't know, I just want to be uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, so and that's like how you are in that whole film.
The first time I actually watched it all the way through, I wasn't even a teenager. I think I was like 13 maybe. I don't even know. I was a preteen for sure. When I watched it all the way through, I just remember when, is it Bob? Bill or Bob? It's like a boring name like that. The guy with the glasses. Michael Myers just pulls out of like the closet and just stabs him straight into the wall. I about shit myself. I remember exactly where I was. I had really cute like fairy face paint on that I had done myself because I bought a glitter fairy face paint kit. And I had done it. And we were like, let's go trick-or-treating in our cool little tutus and our striped socks. And we did that. And then we came back and we're like, let's watch a scary movie. I think I was like 12. I was
a little
trying,
early for that
I was
movie,
trying to make my mom buy me slutty costumes when I was 8.
My sister used to make me watch horror movies while she babysat, and then would lie to my parents about making me watch horror movies.
Lori didn't even make me watch them. She would sit and tell them to me like they were scary stories that had actually happened.
Ooh, that's pretty good. That's
I was convinced Nightmare on Elm Street was something that had happened for quite some time.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Isn't it based on a...
Stop it. So like, I was like, I guess like 12 or 13, and I might have been younger than that, but who cares? Semantics, I don't know. So we watched it, and then that scene, it was like so intense. We had turned all the lights out. It was like, you know, like so loud in the room. The moment that happened, I just shot out of the room, and I was like, fuck this shit. And I sat outside for a while like, I don't want to watch the rest. But, you know, I'm totally glad I did. And now I've seen it like a million times more. But I've still seen the first 5 minutes at least 100 times more than I've seen the whole movie. When was the first time you guys watched Halloween?
I watched Halloween before I went to go see Halloween H2O. Because I hadn't watched
just Halloween. You didn't watch like
the whole thing. No, we just
but you gotta skip three because what even is that?
I've never watched H2O.
You've never watched
H2O
also, like, why H2O?
Because it was a 20-year anniversary. But it,
because he loves water.
It had nothing to do with, well, I was like, this, I'm gonna go see a movie about water.
And you're like, why is like water killing everyone?
Words. I'm busy. Like, I'm going to go watch Halloween Water tonight.
Halloween Water
tonight. Don't bother me, okay?
Don't bother me. It was, Jamie Lee Curtis is great.
Oh my God, I love her. I feel like she's totally like fine wine where she totally looks old, but
good.
Amazing. But good.
Yeah.
She looks
like,
real good.
Like
with
the short hair now, she's always been like a short hair girl, but like this, the gray hair, she's rocking it and she's got her glasses and she looks fine.
And
great.
You know, we know that she shits regularly.
How do we
yes,
know
the activity.
Which I always
Whoa, I found a secret.
That is so envious. Hello.
She's in fucking Scream Queens, right?
Yeah,
and she's great.
Wait, how does she shits regularly?
Activia keeps you regular.
She's
spokeswoman. Jesus.
Okay.
Spokeswoman.
I did not realize.
Flow. That sounds like she's on her period all
the
time.
Well, it keeps your BMs regular.
Yeah.
You know?
She shits a lot.
Yeah.
She shits a lot.
But it's good.
But it's good.
But it's good poo.
It's full of...
That's great, yeah.
It's full of the greens.
Who doesn't want to shit a lot?
Supposed to get it out.
Yeah. Oh my God, I would feel so much better if I shat all the time.
And this is the segment where we start talking about fecal transplants.
That's Halloween show.
You saw it Halloween before H2O. Why did you even want to see Halloween H2O if you hadn't even seen it?
Because that was Halloween H2O would have been the first Halloween movie I watched had my best friend in high school, shout out to you, Michael Freeland, not made me watch the original Halloween. So he was like, dude, you can't watch H2O if you haven't seen
it. Yeah.
So it's at least like getting me in there. And then I was like, so all I need in any horror movie is a coat hanger. Like nothing stopped him except for Jamie Lee Curtis going, poke. And he was like, bah, and he kept falling backwards and then fell off the balcony and shit. And I was like, fuck, why is everyone shooting him? Let's get coat hangers.
Yeah. Not to make this political, but coat hangers solve a lot of things.
Into our abortion segment.
Sorry, that's not funny. Maybe. That wasn't Brooke, that was Stacy. She just snuck in the room.
And she's gone
Your
now.
Your alter ego, Stacy.
So what did you think when you watched it?
I thought it was phenomenal. It's got such a good tone throughout the whole movie. It's paced really well. Everyone said it's just such a good movie. And I was 16 at the time, so there was a lot of like subtle shit I didn't pick up on that I've learned from like studying horror movies later. But like it was just solidly good. It's one of those where you're like, oh, I get why it's huge. I get why it's like an iconic film in the horror genre. Mm-hmm. It's an important piece of horror cinema.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a reason.
So, Christina.
I don't know how old I was, but definitely teenager times. I was so terrified. I kept drinking my drink to go get more drink so I could exit away from the movie. Because it is one of those like build up movies where you're tense the whole time, and I'm already an anxiety ridden asshole, and I'm just like, I can't handle this. I'm gonna explode. Like something's gonna happen and I don't know when. And so yeah, I mean, I don't think I actually watched it without running away constantly until like very later on.
Sometimes you gotta take stuff in pieces.
I mean, literally, like I could not. I was like, I'm just really thirsty, guys. It's not a big deal. I'll be fine. I'm going to go refill my drink, you know?
Yeah. Well, now I've been drinking so much, I'm going to have to piss for a while.
Yeah. And it's fine. It's
a you come back, you're like, I don't get the context for these scenes.
Great. Yes. It's like a relief. You're like, oh, I have no idea what's happening right now.
All you motherfuckers who've been watching the whole thing.
Great.
Yeah. Mine's boring. I watched it within the last 5 years because I didn't get into scary movies until way later. And then I kind of hit, like, what was happening at the time and then went forward. And it, like, I'm finally revisiting, like, those establishing movies.
Yeah.
But, like, that's one of those things where it's, like, I love that isolating horror where she's, like, I just can't fucking escape this.
Yeah.
Like, it is, like, relentless. I am the victim or, like, the sole victim here. And, like.
That's what's terrifying.
And, she, you know, she's, like, it's not to get all gendery here, but, like, you know, she's just a young woman doing her thing, and I'm like, I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. What's gonna happen to me?
It's true.
Well, and you know, this is the franchise that, you know, while, you know, you can go back and say, you know, there were other Final Girls, which yes, there were, you know, but this is the franchise that really started off the whole Final Girl, like where it was, she needed to be virginal, she needed to be studious, like she had the epitome of a final girl is this like girl who like pure. Has her shit together.
Right.
Yeah.
But they didn't mean to do that, you know? It like was supposed to just be like, oh, hey, this girl's paying attention to what's going on because she's stuck at home on Halloween fucking yeah. babysitting, while all these other girls are like, all right, let's go get drunk and, you know, fuck our boyfriends and do all this stuff. It wasn't like, it's not the fact that she's a virgin. Talk about it?
Like when yeah. boys aren't around.
When boys aren't around, we're like, well, let's just go get drunk and fuck our boyfriends. Yeah. Let's just do that. It's so great. But, you know, they just want to, like, it's Halloween night. They want to party and do this and do that. And Laurie's, like, having to take care of Tommy, who grows up to be Paul Rudd. But that's for another episode. That's great.
Paul Rudd.
Halloween 6, I think.
Is he in Halloween 6?
Yeah. He's adult Tommy.
Oh.
That's great. I didn't know that.
Me and Paul Rudd.
I haven't watched enough
also,
of
Also, shout Halloween out to 6. Paul Rudd. That's my homie.
Is it Halloween 6 He's or Halloween 4?
The one.
I'm not. This is one yep. franchise I'm weak in.
I have no idea.
God.
I was more of a Nightmare on Elm Street kind of guy.
Do oh, yeah. some giggling. Because I don't know. But, like, you know, it wasn't supposed to be like, oh, the virgin is the final girl. But, you know, accidentally, that's what this movie set off, you know?
I like that, though. That they're yeah. just like, we just want a girl but who is not an true. Idiot. Like, when you're doing her thing.
When you're not just sitting around, like, wondering about, like, all of, like, how you can, like, get drunk or fuck your boyfriend or do whatever. Not that that's the only thing people think of who yeah. aren't virgins. But
Halloween's a party night.
Yeah. Like, you, well, you just want to certain, party. Yeah. I mean, if you're just down to party, you're not noticing, like, scary shit happening around you because you're like, oh, it's fucking Halloween well, and I'm drunk.
That's the thing, too. Yeah. It's like, how... I think it's funny once you start to realize, like, because when you're a kid, Halloween's just fun because candy,
yeah.
hanging out, having a good time. And then, like, it's cool how Halloween, the movie, like, taints that. You're yeah. like, no, this can be bad and people do bad things and you're kids and you're out and everything's free and there's opportunity for people to fucking take advantage.
Yeah.
That's scary.
How fucking awful was it to find out later on that, like, Laurie was actually his fucking sister? So, all of her friends are dead
yeah.
because her crazy older brother was like, I'm gonna go kill my sister.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I gotta get through all these people
yeah.
to get
to her. Unless yeah. you're watching the Rob Zombie one, and then it's like, I just want to love you, sister. But, you know, I was talking to Scotty, actually watched Halloween for the first time, or half of it, in a bar when we were in San Diego. And then he left to take me home or go somewhere. And then he went back to the bar, and they were playing Halloween 2. And he was like, yeah, I just went back to the bar and finished watching Halloween. And I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure it was almost over. And he was like, no, it was still on. And I was like, oh, well, what was happening? And he was like, oh, she was in the hospital. I'm like, no, 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 that's Halloween 2. It's like a direct continuation yeah. of the night.
Yeah.
So it's that's still cool. Halloween, but now she's in the hospital, and shit's still going down. That poor girl.
yeah. yeah. But she's seriously. A tough bitch.
It was definitely a rough...
Chunk well, did you see that they're doing like a sequel reboot where there's going to be Halloween 2018 and this one or 2019?
Next year is 18.
Maybe 2019. I don't know.
Are they calling it? Are they naming it after the?
No,
year
it's just oh, when okay. it's coming out. But mm-hmm. it's going to be a continuation of Laurie Strode's story. So it's like she didn't actually die in Halloween Resurrection. Oh. Okay. They're just trying to pretend like those really bad movies did not happen, which is oh. really good because we yeah. all would like to pretend like those yeah. did
Skip
not
right
happen.
Over.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think Paul Rudd was only in Halloween.
Which one was it?
The 6.
It was 6?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Curse of Michael Myers.
Yeah.
That's like the bummer part is like when you get a really great franchise and you don't want it to end, that but like at some point, you yeah. just like yeah. really wish they would have stopped.
I mean, Jason X...
That Sorry. Movie is so much fun.
It's fun, but it's okay.
I saw that
terrible.
In the theater. I snuck into it because I wasn't old enough.
I had no idea that exists.
Yeah. We'll Freddy versus Jason it. 2 is the thing?
Freddy versus yeah. Jason.
I actually really like Freddy versus Jason.
It's pretty great. That's yeah. just nothing to
That's
do with
the one
Halloween.
Where they blow him up in the beginning and all the little bits, like, they have a really hard time killing. No, I'm thinking of Jason. God, see, that's the thing. I get Jason and Mike Myers mixed up in my head a lot. A lot.
Yeah, that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, that's true. But I just, all I re- okay, so I definitely need to rewatch this, but Freddy versus Jason, I remember there's like this fight scene, and it is like pretty much in silent with a bunch of like grunts in mm-hmm. there, and it's like, they both just move like they're the heaviest thing on the planet, and you're just like, just someone kill the other one, because at this point, what are you even watching, you know?
I am pretty devastated that Freddy loses.
But he drags Jason's mask down. So does he lose?
So, exactly.
Well, that's like saying, but I pantsed him.
Well, pantsing.
Well, but that's like
pantsing him to hell, though.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good pantsing. I pantsed thee to hell.
So, if they wanted to make another really shitty movie, they should have done Freddy versus Jason in hell.
Yeah, I think
that would have been. I'd watch it.
Now I can't stop thinking the movie Drag Me to Hell, but Pants Me to Hell.
Pants Me to Hell.
I like that.
Yeah, I do.
Never make fun of a bully because they'll curse you.
So before we move on, like, you know, thinking about Halloween, like, Halloween's really, like, the slow motion killer. Like, the guy moves. Like,
the nightmare.
What do you think's more terrifying, like, when it comes to that? Like, do you think, like, someone, you know, just appearing and fucking killing you, or somebody you know is coming after you, and for some reason you keep tripping on shit because people leave shit everywhere? Like, is the slow moving killer scarier than the... than, like, say, like, ghost face.
Oh, absolutely. Slow face.
Jesus.
Yeah. You're fired.
A call from beyond.
We need a pause. Pause so that I don't have to edit the hell out of thing.
Hello.
Right, pause. Unpause.
Oh, right. Unpause.
And, time jump.
Here's
time
the
jump.
Deal.
I mean, nothing happened.
We were just a second ago on the topic of what's scarier, the slow or fast pursuant.
Thank you so much for...
Well, I was heated about it, and then the pizza came. I feel like there's such a confidence in the slow movement that there's like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. I'm gonna walk because I don't want to waste my energy because I'm gonna get you anyways.
Right.
Like, and the quick is scary. Like, fast zombies are terrifying to me more so than slow zombies. But like a person chasing you, like. That's why I thought It Follows was so fucking terrifying, because
I was going to bring up It Follows.
It just is like, I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
Well,
the relentlessness.
Yes.
Will you look up will you hand me my phone?
Where's your phone?
And it's right there. Okay, keep talking. Sorry.
Or what are you asking?
I'm going to say something, but I need to find it.
I would have to go with slow, because fast things kill you quickly. You don't have time to be super scared.
Yeah, I agree. I'm all about the slow. Like, if you're going to pop up and kill me and I'm done, that actually would be my preference.
It. Yeah.
Because then...
Don't prolong it.
I'm already, killing myself with anxiety. So, like, the whole slow thing, knowing and waiting and seeing and just expecting it... I'm already, killing myself. Like,
exactly.
Someone just kill me, get this over with.
You have time to totally melt down emotionally.
Oh, yeah. It's awful.
Yeah, whenever you hear about, kidnappings and things going on for years and stuff, you're like, fuck, man.
That's a really good point. The shit where you're, imprisoned for 20 years and then you're set free. It's like, well, how are you ever going to get rid of those 20 years of physical and emotional abuse and stress? Yeah, let's just kill me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And maybe I won't even know. Maybe I'll be like, I'll turn around because I hear a sound and then I just get stabbed.
Yeah. I feel like that's the ideal way to die.
Yeah, you don't know.
If you're going to die or get killed, if it's an accident or you're just like, it happens so quick, you don't even know you're dead. And then you're like, I'm dead. It's like, great. Yeah.
And perfect. That's in movies. Yeah, that's what builds all the tension is like the hiding and the chase. It's all about the fucking chase.
It's all so good.
Oh my God. I saw it.
Away from
and
mic.
A bunch of people, because I ran into a bunch of people going in the same movie, and then everyone gets out and they're like, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? That was one of my favorite scary movies in the last 10 years.
The audience didn't like it?
The people I happen to know. But yeah, they were like, oh, it was fine. Yeah, not in my life anymore. Get rid of them all. I was angry because I was like, I was talking about this the other night.
Yeah.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, I hate to say it, but, I liked it, but it was not, I'm not all about the rave. Like, it was, kind of, not.
It follows.
Oh, It Follows.
But it's just, I think, the whole thing was, weird. It's like, you slept with someone to get rid of it, and then that person was just,
The whole movie was about STDs. The device.
I don't know. I thought it was.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like for me, if I had this thing, I don't know that, I could just be all right, look,
You fucking kidding me?
I'm going to die.
Everyone I met.
Yeah.
I'd be like, self-preservation, man.
Like, I don't know.
Oh,
like,
your fight instinct is going to come in. Well, I mean, fucking everybody you know.
Well, I mean, okay, like, the idea of just, like, passing it on.
Yeah, you have
that's scary.
But no, but that's the best part is you can stave it off, but it's not going to go away because it's going to fucking get back to you.
I mean, I agree. Like, that legit was, like, a scary fucking movie.
Oh, there's beer in there. I was like, Jesus Christ, where'd you get all that wine from?
That's a good...
I'm fancy. Yeah.
Oh, I want to do that now.
Okay, no, my thing, you know, I'm very fight or flight. Like, I'm very flight when it comes to something happening and you guys are all there. Because I'm like, if I leave... You guys get to deal with it.
Yeah. So you're very Robert.
Who's
Roger?
Roger.
Yes, Roger. The guy who beat movie tropes.
Yeah.
I'm an original. Yeah, but when it comes to things like that, like It Follows, which has nothing to do with the topic that we're on, but you know what I would do? It's a slow paced. Like, what I would do is I would fuck everyone.
Yeah.
Because if it's...
But that still only keeps it one person ahead of you.
Well, yeah, I would just keep fucking people. I would become a hooker. I think that's what I would do. Because, like, here's the thing.
Just sleep with it's either me
or you or you or you. You could sleep with Olympians.
Sleep with Usain Bolt.
That's what you do. A high class whore.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Well, making the big bucks. Just
a really, all rich people fit, though?
No, you gotta sleep with like, one
order. No, but no, they have people in between them. Oh, can the other people not
you
see
gotta,
them?
Like, slum it to I've gotta sleep with a really desperate sex worker who is fucking, like, crazy.
Well, that's what he did, like, at the end of the movie. And that didn't seem to work.
The whole dream was supposed to be... the whole movie is supposed to be a dream.
Yeah.
The director said, because that's why they had the weird clamshell iPhone. Yeah. That's why they have the weird clamshell iPhone. There's all the anachronistic stuff. There's, like, modern cell phone.
The clamshell iPhone was weird to me.
They have modern technology with, like... It's supposed to be, like... It's supposed to be dreamlike. It's supposed to be, like, a really surreal movie. It's not supposed to be, like, set in the 80s or set in the 70s. It's supposed to be, like...
It's just there.
Kind of like a weird... Yeah, mushy.
Well, that's like, no fun. I didn't want to have to psychoanalyze something.
Yeah, but some of the fun movies.
Even
for me.
Like, oh man, interesting. Okay. I can't go too deep.
I feel like that made me like it a little more though.
But I mean, you know, if you think about like things following you and you know just like slow moving shit, what about like, fuck? I am trying to think of a segue here. Like,
segueing into.
I guess. Nine of the Demons, man. How do I segue into Nine of the Demons? I guess we're just going to go to the Nine of the Demons. Because we were talking about, you know, fight or flight and flighting versus fighting.
And then Roger.
There are some times that I would fight, I will say. But, you know, if I'm looking around and there's, like, really no way out and you guys are all viable targets, then I'm going to allow you to.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I feel like I'm going to be like, look,
but I'm not.
I'm going to say, Sam, this is our exit right here. And maybe say it once or twice, but I'm not going to wait for you.
No, absolutely not. Hope
that I do whatever I need to do.
Right. You know, like, whereas the blue dress girl, I cannot remember her name.
Wait, the girl who was dressed as. Alice?
No. Yeah. Alice.
She got
it. Just stood there being like, Roger.
Yeah.
She
was holding on to barbed wire.
Out the window, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah, Roger made a clear exit for her. Well, like, got rid of all the glass. Himself, number one. Well, and then she's like, Roger, and looks at all of the demons coming at her.
They're barely creeping at her because they've got the zombie walk. And she's like, well, but Roger's free. What do I... What do I do? Why doesn't he come pick me up and carry me out? It's like, girl.
Yeah, that's at that point, it's like, I love my friends and I want you all to be safe. But if you're going to be that dumb, you know, I'm
in
sorry.
The line of fire like, for.
Honestly, when it comes to Night of the Demons, I'm trying to think of any point in my life where somebody could be like, hey guys, I'm having a party with five of our friends in this really haunted, desolate house where I would go. Fuck yeah, should I bring a cooler?
Yeah.
Like, also, I don't want to do that on Halloween. That sounds terrible.
That's a thing.
But that's different. That's different.
Yeah, but like...
I haven't partied in a...
There was never like an event. It's like, oh, there's this abandoned house. Let's go check it out, get stoned, and then we'll leave because we're also stoned. We're freaking ourselves out, so let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But this place is like a mansion.
We're going to have a fucking party.
Yeah.
Like, And then these are just the cool kids.
Yeah, they're just relaxing. Like, they've been there. They own the place. Like, and like everybody's having a great time.
Why are you
like
trying no to rich hang people out are doing in an abandoned... Like, it's only cool for a minute. And then you're like, oh, it's gross here. And there's a lot of nails.
Yeah.
You know, I...
Everyone gets tetanus a week later.
And yeah, and then like,
I will say one thing.
That's a long-term thing that sucks.
I will say one thing about this movie that I do love. And it's the fact that it's one of the first movies that really gets demons right. Like... Would a demon know how to properly put lipstick on?
No.
Probably not.
She pushes it through her nipple pretty easily.
She definitely knows how to put it in her nipple. That's
when she put it in her nipple, she wrapped it all around her face.
She knows where to hide it.
And he was like, hey, do you need help? And she's like, I just can't.
It was so out of the blue.
I just can't get it right. It's weird.
I could tell it was a prosthetic chest. I was like waiting for something to burst out or something. And then it's like, whoop, lipstick. And I was like,
yeah, it was.
I'm glad you guys said something because I was
kind of thinking like you know a normal person would be like, well, I'm just gonna put it on my lips. A demon. What would a demon do?
That's fine. Yeah, because they don't.
What would Jesus do? What would a demon do?
WWDD.
WWDD.
Double D's. Although she was probably like.
Oh, that girl had barely any.
Maybe.
She was a C in like a 36 or a 38 C sort of way in the fact that she had at least a full palm or hand size in between her tits.
Were you the one who told us about the bra sizes? Sister like sizes? Or a 30-something B is equivalent to a 30-something C.
I'm a 36B and a half, yeah, so I'm basically almost
the around
a D and a 34.
Mm-hmm. That's how, the 32.
Okay, but like, but doesn't the letter refers to the cup size?
Right.
Well, yeah, that's the filling. As this stuff, your cup gets wider.
Cups get wider, numbers get further out, right?
I don't know. Now I'm confused.
I've never been properly fitted. Like, I'm probably wearing the wrong size. I don't know.
Well, according to the quiz I filled out on Facebook, I am a 36B and a half.
But okay, how do you do a quiz count? That tells you how big your boobs are?
Yeah. How soon until you're 35?
That's unreal.
6 months.
That's like doing a quiz to figure out your eye color. Well, it's like, well, I kind of, you know.
Well,
I
no, it asks you a bunch of questions about the size you wear and how it fits you and whether or not your straps are tight.
I mean, is it accurate? Is that your bra size?
I heard that you're not supposed to have that's a weird. Bra that's on the last run.
I always
feel like I should just be quiet.
I always wear 34C. On the mid. This has nothing to do with
it. Like, I'm not. Most women are wearing the wrong size bras.
Yeah, that's what I
across the board.
Yeah.
Where do I go to?
Victoria's Secret. Can you get fitted at Victoria's?
Yeah, I think you can get fitted at most places that sell bras.
Okay.
But, like, accurately? Are they good?
Well, I mean, because the thing is, you measure, like, okay, you measure this.
That was a ghost.
You spooked me.
That was a ghost.
You measure around.
Okay, it was like, I know how to measure bras.
The filling is your letter.
So, listeners, what you can learn by watching Night of the Demons is everyone should know their bra size, which no one does.
You can see how much lipstick you can fit in your breast.
Tonight's topic is off topic.
Speaking of bra size and attractive ladies, who all have seen May?
I have, but it was years ago, and all I know is that she's got a wagon, and there's a bunch of body parts, and assembles a person.
Yeah, she assembles a person.
So it's Frankenstein?
Damn.
Yeah, she assembles her own little Frankenstein out of, like, have you not seen it?
No.
I've not seen it.
Oh my God.
I love that we're getting into movie territory that I don't know about because it.
Oh my God. It's Lucky McKee. He's, like, you don't know. Lucky McKee is awesome. You need to watch, like, all of his stuff. It's, like, fucking.
What else?
Batshit cray.
You've told me about this.
The woman. And then
that's on some streaming.
It's on
stuff.
Shudder. You should watch it.
Shudder's been what?
It's been like, I don't know. It's probably my internet. But
well, May for people who don't know is about a girl who's like, just like a boring like losery girl, probably like us. And she
we've got more friends because she wanted a friend.
She grows up with this like doll that she has, and
she has a lazy eye.
She wants to bring the doll like back to. She wants to bring
Anna
the doll.
Anna Faris was in that.
Yeah, but she wants to bring the doll to life and or make the doll into her best friend, and she kills all these people on Halloween night and puts their body parts together so that she can make her friend, and then gives her friend her eye so that she can see. There's like this whole scene where she's like, you can't see me. And yeah, I know.
That's
Halloween May style.
That sounds intense. I mean,
it's a good movie. I was one of my, it was one of my like first like big, oh, I want to watch just fucked up shit that doesn't have so much meaning to it. Like movies that are good, but the whole point is that it's just fucked up.
Yeah, it's probably around the time you, like, guinea pigs.
Those are my big Black Lodge days.
Yeah, when you got to the...
Shout out to Matt Martin, what's up? Yeah,
Black Lodge. What an institution. The little... You'd have to get the folder book out.
Yeah, yeah, to look at all God, what was that book called? I should ask him. Yeah, no, it was like just all the most gruesome shit they had.
They couldn't have out.
When I really like think hard about like Halloween movies and like what's my favorite, I typically just think of shorts, because like a lot of Halloween movies like are great shorts. Like there's so many Halloween anthologies out there. Like you have Tales of Halloween, you have like VHS, which has some stuff. You have Trick or Treat, which is one of my favorite movies. That's a really good anthology. I still want to figure out
when did you watch
where.
Where
can I watch that?
Oh,
girl, Amazon, I just get on Amazon and put something in and see what pops up. Because nowadays there's at least 1,000 streaming services, and one of them has
three horror channels that you can subscribe to.
Oh no, apparently there's more, because I'm on something called Shout right now.
I got Shout, Shudder, Scream Factory.
Shudder's well, so some good. I watched something Shudder's on like Tribeca. I guess it depends.
Trick or Treat's really good.
Trick or Treat is worth, so good,
and it doesn't have a K in the first trick, right? It's like T-R-I-C, R treat.
No, it's...
It's got some weird... Something yeah, it's... Like that.
Well, maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. Which yeah, I it's trick like R treat.
That's the
weird
spelling about it.
Yeah, no,
because
it's,
who abbreviates or? It's really,
but it's a word. Great. It's a great horror anthology. Some time. Yeah. It's a great anthology in the sense that each story moves together. Like, you're able to figure out what is happening chronologically. Yeah. By seeing like bits of the other stories happening in the background. Yeah. Like this one kid almost gets hit by a car that these girls from a different scene that's are in. Fun. Like so it's great. Like this. The whole movie you're putting together.
It's a well, coherent that's also analogy. How it is in
Tales of
that's
Halloween.
That's fucking fun.
Yeah, Tales of Halloween.
So I like that, like there's like, you know, characters die and like then in the next short film those characters apply to the next one. And it's like great, because it's like, oh, okay, you have that sort of relationship with them, although it's a completely different film, and you're just like, okay, this is good. But there was some really fucked up shorts in that.
Well, you know, I've seen two versions of Tales of Halloween. The version of Tales of Halloween that I watched last year, there's, you know, the DJ, the girl who's like narrating the entire thing, going over all the stories. It was showing this world, and it was moving. It was like a neighborhood, so it was moving from like house to this one place, showing you where everything was starting and happening.
Right.
And but then the one we watched that's on Netflix currently didn't have the movement from like
scene to scene,
like moving from house to house to house to house, showing you that this is all different things.
Oh, so it didn't have the meta story.
Right.
I like that though. That sounds like that would add a little sense of creepiness.
Yeah, no, last year I didn't watch it on Netflix. Last year I think I had to rent it. Mm. I just saw it and I was like, hey guys, this is it may have not even been last year, it might have been actually I'm pretty sure it was 2 years ago. Yeah, and I was like, all right guys, let's rent this because it's called Tales of Halloween. What could happen? Halloween Tales, clearly.
Do you think there's, like, there's not a huge wealth of movies based specifically on Halloween? Do you think, number one, it's because of the Halloween franchise, kind of, like, how do you make a movie and what the fuck do you call it?
Yeah.
If you base it around Halloween. And, like, it's too obvious?
Well, I feel like Halloween is the notion of just being scared at this point.
Yeah.
So, like, how can you, like, scare on top of just being like, we're going to scare you on Halloween?
That's why there's, like, Valentine's scary movies and, like, other holidays get. Like, Christmas has a shitload.
I mean, I feel like there is, like, a decent amount, but, like, yeah, I do feel like there is that.
The other holidays get much more treatment.
Exactly. Yeah, it's true. And I think it's because Halloween, you're just supposed to be scared. Yeah. So it's like, now it's like, you have to come up with new creative ways to be scared.
Yeah, I kind of like always loved the whole thing, like how Buffy did, where it was like they didn't do shit, or like you weren't, there wasn't supposed to be any Halloween craziness happening.
Right, on it was Halloween. Like the night off, right?
It was like your night off. Yeah. And like a lot of movies and like a lot of killers or demons and stuff, like that's their whole gist. It's like, you know, Halloween's your night off because it's like, fuck this shit. You know, well, I'm expected to be here. Like, how is that even scary?
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's like either that or the opposite, where it's that's their only night to be there, you know, where it's like, oh, they have these 24 hours to like either get a soul. Oh, yeah.
That shit's so goddamn good. There's a lot more fun. And like thinking about, because like going into this, I was like, oh, there's just so many Halloween movies out there. And then I looked at it, I was like, no, there isn't.
Yeah.
There's more fun ones. There's like the Charlie Brown pumpkin, and there's Hocus Pocus. And then there's like Nightmare Before Christmas that touches on it, but that's lighthearted. Like there's like Monster House. There's
So are we saying that like Halloween is not supposed to be directed for adults anymore? I mean, I guess it never was.
It kind of, I think it has a much more fun spirit than you would think.
Yeah. Well, because I think, like, after Halloween, like, the franchise, there's not been, like, a huge effort to make
Halloween scary, hot.
For adults. For sure. Because it's like, there's a lot of kid-directed Halloween.
Well, what about House of a Thousand Corpses?
But that's great.
Which
yeah.
is, like,
but that's
like,
yeah.
that's fuck, let's of... go see a haunted house. Let's go do this shit on Halloween. And then...
It's a family of crazed lunatics.
It's a family of fucking crazy people.
Yeah.
You know.
I think there's like a lot more or terrifying... Or
like murder party. Like,
murder
you
party.
Just get invited to a fucking Halloween party, and then it turns out it's a bunch of crazy art students who are trying to kill you.
Like, yeah. Oh, RIP MCA?
Oh my Holy God, shit. I know.
Sorry, Memphis College of Art is closing
down. Yeah, I didn't go there. But none of us went there, but a lot of our friends. We know people who went there. Yeah, no, an art college in Memphis is closing.
And it was a really, really good, one of the few really good art schools in the South, I think. MCA, RPMCA. Anyway.
I feel like there's much more terrifying Halloween, like, lore.
Yeah.
Than, like, you know, the razor blades and the apple and kids getting poisoned.
Yeah, like, I mean, think of all those legends, man.
Yeah, like, that's what's interesting about it is that there isn't much media or, like, movies or anything like that on it. It's like the urban legends are super prevalent.
Yeah, like at the end of Night of the Demons.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like that's a lot of fun. Well, not fun.
Razor blades, drugs, and candy.
Yeah, because I think innately it is such a trusting holiday. Yeah.
When it was like you need to be careful because people are putting razor blades in your apples, and I'm like, who the fuck is giving me apples? I'm not taking any apples.
Well, and it's also, what kid hasn't heard that story?
That's
like,
true.
I've never, well, no one the has ever and known anyone who's experienced it. You're just like, oh, I heard this, so watch out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, well, like, that's kind of fun.
I do remember there was, like, a clean divide of where it was, like, happy-go-lucky free-for-all Halloween to where there was, like, parents were really getting tight there.
Yeah.
Where they would just be like, go walk up the block, come back, we'll be here, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, like, neighborhoods doing, like, timed Halloween things, and they had to happen, like, they had to be over by a certain
time. Between
6
and 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And then after like, shit got weird, then it was, like, parents had to evaluate everything that I brought home and would, like, sift through everything and make sure there was nothing laced, no razors. But also, they were like, don't take anything that's not plastic wrapped.
That's one I remember. It's like, throw anything that is, like, the wrapper is tampered with or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think, like, Halloween is more terrifying in reality than
for sure.
Than any kind of
more,
creative.
People are scared of each other now. There's not much of, like, a neighborly community feel.
Look at the fucking worlds that we're in right now.
Yeah,
you kind of have the right to be scared of people.
Do you think it was around 9? I hate to invoke 9/11. But do you think, like, pre 9/11, people were more chill, post 9/11?
Well, people... I don't know. Christian people, like... I don't feel like were, because I remember there being like, oh my God, Halloween's happening.
Hell houses?
Happening's happening on a Wednesday. Halloween's happening on a Wednesday.
You know what a hell house is, right?
Yeah, like the weird things where it's like, don't have
a Christian haunted house where, like, this is a girl who's had an abortion.
Sex before marriage.
No, it's like,
wait, this is a joke?
No, this is a real thing. Christian haunted houses talking about, like, this girl had an abortion and she's, like, in hell tortured, being like, oh, I wish I hadn't lost my baby and all this shit. Yeah, for real, like, legit Christian scare tactics.
That's like Christianity is the fear of fucking God in your soul and you instill that.
But, like,
terror.
They reenact hell stuff and they're, but it's all sinners. And, you know, Tina and her friends are drinking and partying. Now they're in hell because they were drinking and partying and getting a wreck or something.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. I'm stunned a little bit. I mean, it shouldn't be, but, like, I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah.
Moment of realization.
We're learning.
What's your favorite kills, guys? What's your favorite kills?
Hmm.
Okay, this isn't technically a Halloween thing. The idea of being in costume allows for it. Like, in Scream, or is it... Yeah, in... Oh, fuck, Scream's when they're Halloween, in the movie theater...
Because he's in a fucking Halloween
They're all
costume.
Wearing the masks, but and someone gets stabbed in the movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's fun because it's like everyone's in the fucking mask. And is that Scream that they're in the movie theater?
No, I think it's Scream. It is Scream. That's Scream 2, but Scream 2. It's the premiere of Shriek.
Something. Yeah. But I like that idea.
It was called
of, like,
Stab.
Yeah.
There's just... You have no idea. And everyone's screaming, so it's like this person's getting the shit stabbed out of them. I like that you're just lost in the fucking sea of everyone having a good time. They have no idea.
Yeah. That's super scary.
I think that's like the idea of Halloween is like everyone's in fucking costume.
That's
and you're
so
like,
true.
Who stabbed you? Oh, the werewolf stabbed me. Like, oh, okay.
Good luck. Yeah.
Find him. Yeah. I like that. Well, I don't like it, but it's...
I really like it.
Really, can I get away with most murders on that night?
Yeah. Like, how cool.
I mean, nobody look at my costume closet, but I like it.
I get away with most murders on that night.
100 werewolf costumes.
Yeah.
I must say, in Night of the Demons, this one guy dies because, well, number one, he's sleeping with someone in a coffin, but then a demon comes to kill him. And his way of killing him is by closing the coffin on his arm repeatedly.
Yeah.
Until he dies.
That'll get you.
Every
time. Was he
time.
The normal looking one bruise. Out of all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm having a bad day, but I'm actually a demon.
Coffee, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like he just kept like smashing, like boom, boom, on your arm. And then it was like, oh, he's dead now because you smashed his arm 10 times and now he's a demon. So, I guess not the worst way to be turned into a demon?
I'll take it. Fuck,
I can't steal yours, but that is one of my favorite kills. The where Jason jumps out and stabs the dude into the wall.
That Michael eyebrow. Myers.
Michael, goddamn.
Eyebrow.
That's okay.
Yeah, she eyebrowed me.
Dude, that was like straight eyebrow.
Like,
she's
like stop being dumb, pony.
Well, no, that was... Excuse me?
Excuse?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Can you smell what the rock is cooking?
Actually, no, I had two.
I love him. Sorry.
Dwayne.
He's good.
He's good. He's good people.
No, I agree. That is a great kill. And I think you should talk about it, Josh.
I just like it. I mean, I can't talk about it because you literally, like, gave it good. It's like you described it. Ideally, it scares the shit out of you. He nails it. Shows the power of Jason.
Yeah, he has the ability to nail you into the wall with a butcher's knife.
Have you guys seen the
game? Nothing will even cut my bagel.
Video game. That's
the video game is
cool. It's so cool. And they have these like Simone was watching someone play it or like someone was
it's
streaming
really only
it.
Fun
and,
oh
like,
my god,
he's like, okay, he's gonna put someone on a hook right now and like
are we talking about Jason again?
You're talking about Jason again. You guys are doing really bad at this.
We're fired from horror movie blogging for forever.
Anyways.
I'm gonna have to go take the test again.
Video game? What the fuck are you guys
talking about? This is like when you haven't had. We have to retake our driver's license test.
You guys are like, I can't stop driving backwards, and I don't know why.
I've got a podcast with glasses on from now on.
Well, I was gonna say, you know, my original favorite kill was gonna be, or favorite death was gonna be Leslie Bibb in Trick or Treat. Mm. Just the head with the lollipop in it.
Yeah.
But then I started thinking, and like, Murder Party, man. Murder Party. I love all of the deaths in that fucking movie. Really good kills in Murder Party. There's some great kills, but I think one of my favorites is this girl starts eating, I want to say she's eating cookies, or she's eating something that he brought, and she's allergic to something in it. So she stands up and she's like, wait a second, are there, you know, say almonds or whatever in this? I don't know. We're going to see this actually again tomorrow night. I haven't seen it in a few years. But she's like, are there this? And then she's like, I'm allergic. Yeah. And she falls over and slams her head into something, and it just obliterates her fucking skull.
Yeah.
So she sits up, and there she looks around at everybody, and the first thing she says is, does anybody smell like fresh cut grass?
Yeah.
And then you see this huge hole in her head, and this dark blood just comes rushing out, and then she fucking dies.
Yeah, and everyone's like,
and everybody's like, what the fuck? Yeah, no, it's great because we all know
doesn't
that
she keep kind of almost dying, like it takes her a second,
she dies right then. She dies pretty. Because you always hear that thing that like one of the smells it's like that, but you smell before you die is like fresh cut grass.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that either. I like it's that. Like some type of gas in your fucking head or some bullshit that I'm probably making up. I don't know.
No,
but I just love it because like
scent is associated with like there's things like if you have before you have a stroke or something like you smell like a fruity
burnt toast.
I thought it was something.
Burnt popcorn or something.
I don't know. Something.
All right.
I think that's
but
true.
But there's different like scent
things can happen in your brain
your
when
body.
Bad stuff goes down.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit, I could say like a million deaths from that movie. Like, but the one of the best scenes in Murder Party, this, which isn't it, he doesn't die. He dies later on. But Macon Blair, who are going to get to see tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, his character, Macon, he puts on like one of those plastic, like rubbery, like werewolf masks that you get, like, at, you know, fucking Party City and shit. And he ends up getting set on fire, like caught on fire, and they put him out, and they're just like, okay, put the fire out, and he's passed the fuck out.
Yeah.
He wakes up and goes to pull the mask off his face, but it's become one with parts of his face, and it's just, he pulls it off, and you just see the skin coming off with it, and it's so, like, that was one of the only times in any movie where I've actually thought I was gonna vomit.
Black Swan fingernail.
Ugh.
See, I can deal with stuff like that. Dude, I can deal with stuff like that. But the thought of plastic and rubber or whatever the fuck that shit is becoming one with your skin and not being able to get it off, like you and your skin, it and your skin are one.
I don't like that.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Take the nose off.
Oh.
That was a bummer.
What was the film we watched recently when Kaylee was here and they were having the party?
Society.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That was like
Society? Have you not seen Society?
Because
oh my god.
Everyone like a was list just tonight. Like, why was everyone like morphing into like.
Because they were weird.
They were like one big juicy jelly person.
Juicy jelly person.
That reminds
just
me of that.
Juicy was that where
they
like.
Person. They try to crash like one of those rich people parties or something?
No.
Well, it is a rich people
it
party.
Is it is a rich people party.
And they like sacrifice a girl or something?
No.
There's
about
a dude
it.
That
they
start
sacrifice
into.
Boys.
And then the girls in,
no,
the,
it's
in the club.
No, you're thinking of something else, but you need about, to watch Society.
Okay, Society in May?
May.
Okay.
I can't believe I haven't seen May.
You can watch it in October. It's fine.
So, da-da-da. Doesn't it, like...
Plus one.
That just clicked in my head.
Christina, did you say your favorite kill?
I did. But so, I wanted to say something about Night of the Demons, though, that I haven't said yet.
Do it.
One thing that really bothered me about it is that every single one of the demons looked like the possessed girl from The Exorcist.
Reagan.
That one looked especially like her. It was like the eyes and the
just the whole like mask or like whatever was happening looked like her, Reagan from The Exorcist with wolf teeth.
The wolf teeth were fun.
Oh my gosh. It was really bothering me because I really love The Exorcist. They were like dancing to 80s punk music and killing each other. Yeah. And I don't think that Reagan would approve of that. And it just was kind of bumming me out. But I don't know if that anyone else really felt bothered by that at all.
I don't know if I was bothered by it. It just felt like lazy, lazy prosthetics.
Yeah.
Like they could have stretched to make something new.
They just like kind of replicated it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they're going by like demon movie standards would be Reagan as a possessed girl.
Very true.
Are you kidding? Oh, for the dog. I thought you were going to sit in it.
Yeah, I need that to sit down.
Are you kidding?
I thought you were going to... Do we need to get, like, a donut for you?
Yeah, I want it. That's comfy.
But
I get it.
It's avoiding the hemorrhoids.
You know, it feels great.
I just want Rigo to be comfortable. Are you comfy, buddy?
Is your dog's name Regan?
Rigo.
Rico. But I feel like, too, maybe people don't... I think, like, the element of randomness... is scary too. Like maybe that's why people don't want to capitalize on Halloween because it is a spooky night. And it's like, if you pick any other time, it's like, oh, this is just happening because.
I mean, Christmas?
Well, you know,
Valentine's
Day. Anything could happen on Halloween.
Yeah. So wait, are you saying? No, you're not capitalizing on.
Your butt could turn into a cat.
Something that is already scary.
Yeah, what was the other, like I'm saying, your toe could go wrong? Your toenail could go wrong.
I think at least toenails grow long.
Oh, grow long?
That's what I think it was.
Y'all are popping in my ear. Like, legit, not in a good way.
I think it's... these pop...
They have to be...
Oh, that works. Oh, no, that doesn't work. Sorry.
We just lost 60% of the
Okay.
Aye.
We'll fix this in
post. But yeah, I think people want the element of surprise and Halloween's too obvious.
We'll figure it out.
No, that's fair. I think I just misunderstood you.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we learned that
your toes can go wrong.
I thought it was your toes can go wrong.
I'm pretty sure it was but like I don't know. Also, because anything could have happened long to that fucking video.
Anything could go wrong.
Oh, the toes.
We're talking about Tim Curry. Yeah.
Toenails.
Toenails could go wrong.
It's grow long.
For sure. Yeah, it's toenails.
I really thought it was go wrong.
I thought it was go wrong too.
Is that legit?
And the funny thing is, we've seen this.
Yeah.
And he
said minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, no, but like before.
Yeah, true.
Also, why are witches so heavily associated with Halloween? Like, that's a very Halloween
night.
That's their night.
Yeah, it's All Hallows Eve. Like when the
origin wise.
Origin wise, it was Samhain, right? Like, it was the Irish stuff.
Yeah. Turnips. Oh, the Wicca thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wise woman.
Yeah. Okay. There
but
we go.
But was it where they burned the witches, or that was witches' night to
get
out?
That was your night
to party, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
The burning was probably not. That was, like, from
the burning was kind of like a Salem kind of thing that happened all the fucking time.
All the times that Christianity was really big.
Yeah,
or like probably, that lady's a witch. Yeah. We don't like her, she's a witch.
The lady is a witch, she's a bitch and not a bitch.
Yeah, I was watching.
I mean, we'd all for sure be witches. They look at us and be like,
I'm not a witch.
You have ink all over your body. You're definitely a witch.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't know how this got there.
I'm just like,
you would definitely have to survive the test of them throwing you in the river and seeing if you survived.
Yeah.
And if you did, you were a witch. And if you didn't, well, then
that's
too bad.
Come on. That test.
Completely fucked up.
Yeah. Bummer.
But it's kind of, it's just a stack in the deck.
Would you rather sink or float? Would you rather be burned or drowned?
Oh, for sure. I would rather float, and then I would fucking kill all of them.
Would you rather discover
turn out to be an actual powerful witch?
Yeah, I'd love to be a real witch.
I'd rather just be a fucking witch.
So would you rather sink or float, or would you rather just be a fucking witch?
Fucking witch.
I wasn't saying drown or witch. I was saying drown or be burned. Jesus Christ. Would you rather have superpowers?
I'd rather be a witch.
Alright, maybe I jumped the gun on that.
Would you rather have superpowers or drown?
Option C, please.
Well, I think I'd rather drown, Josh.
Yeah.
Honestly, is that the best option, Josh?
I don't know. I'm going to go with a witch option, too, from now on, if I can get asked that question.
So,
you're like, float and kill everyone.
So, would you like corner flower? Well, I'd rather be a witch, ma'am.
Yes, yeah. I'd rather be a witch.
White or wheat? Came down to it. Witch, please.
Witch, please.
But witches, can we just, I mean, is it appropriate to talk about witches?
No, because we're literally about
to talk
about
it.
Next episode,
we'll talk about Halloween, which we're recording right now.
We're talking about Halloween right now.
You mean witches.
We're
going
to talk about witches. We're going to give Brooke a bunch of water and some coffee. and come back.
I thought you were going to say a bunch of water and some cocaine. Let's get this shit done now.
Let's just be real.
Would you rather have water or cocaine?
I'd rather be awake.
Yeah. I mean, if it comes down to
it. And that's all, folks. And the words of Christina, I'd rather be a witch.
Happy.
I would.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
What is it going to happen on Halloween?
Ooh. Toenails could grow long or go wrong.
Or go wrong.
Either way, it's probably not a lot of fun. Your shoes will hurt.
I'd rather be a witch.
I'd rather be a witch.